Here we are at Studio 6 Music in Witham on a unusually warm Sunday evening in September. I'm delighted to be joined by Lawrence and Cal. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Now, I did do my homework before I came out, but I couldn't find out much about you, so could you all introduce yourself and tell us what you do within the band?
Of course, I'll go first. I'm Callum, and I play the bass.
And you're competent. I'm Jeff, I play guitar and sing and write the songs and organise stuff and no.
I'm Tom, I play the drums.
Ukulele.
I'm Sophie, I play keyboards and do backing vocals.
Perfect, thank you very much. Now you're an Essex band, aren't you? You're Colchester, is that right?
Yeah.
All from Colchester.
Yes.
How did you all get together? Because you haven't been together too long, is that right?
Well, 4 months, haven't we?
Well, 4 to 6 months. Originally, I was jealous that I wasn't picked to be in another one of Jeff's projects.
Oh.
So I set things in motion by approaching him after one of his gigs and saying, I'd love to have a jam with you one time, thinking that he would then play with me, think this is much better, and then want to start a new band. So then eventually we got everyone else involved, and that is how Cal and Lawrence were formed, as I like to call it, rather than Lawrence and Cal.
Okay.
Now,
I was impressed by your drumming there, Tom.
Thank you.
Though you know,
proper business like starts at a band. Then really, wasn't it? You had a plan and you went for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Slight bit of manipulation, and then here we are.
Yeah.
Now, I always like to ask about how a band gets its name, and I think I know 50% of the answer. But why Lawrence and Cal?
Jeff, this is you.
Yeah, it actually started out. There was a photograph on Facebook of myself with a cow or some cows in a field that was taken years ago when I was in a band called The Orphans of Babylon. It was a cover picture for that. And I just wrote underneath Lawrence and Cow. Did you know this?
I didn't know this actually.
I wrote underneath and thought, wouldn't that be a good name for a band? Because it's a bit like Lawrence and Co. You know, and so yeah, that's where it came from.
Oh, I get it.
Tell us the story, old bear.
That's the old and bear.
Sorry.
Does anyone actually come up to you and say, okay, which one's the cow?
Yeah.
People are so rude, aren't they? Okay, tell us a little bit about your sound. How would you describe yourself to someone who hasn't heard you before?
What I usually do is when somebody asks me that question, I text Jeff and get him to text an answer.
Usually what I say
to the person that asked the question.
Team spokesman.
I like to say that we've created our own sound. That's what I like to go with.
Nice.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
Yeah. I don't know, I've heard people describe it as sort of some early Foo Fighters-y kind of...
Something like U2 recently, which really upset me.
It's
kind of got some of that early rocky, poppy, kind of indie, sort of early 90s vibe to it, and then it's got some stuff from you, which is sort of like, I don't know, you've said XTC in the
XTC, I have to bring up every time, I mean, they were...
But all of us have got totally different influences. So what we all bring to it, I think, is what we would all say, but from each other's perspectives, I don't think they'd say the same thing. So.
Yeah. What other influences do you have other than the ones you mentioned?
I'm a massive hip-hop and jazz-funk fan, so I'm really into that sort of big band stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a huge heavy metal band, Metallica and such like, so yeah.
Very different. You sort of love your soul and...
Yeah, I like a little soul stuff.
You've pretty much covered all the main genres.
Mostly,
between you. So, and you've kind of come out of I wouldn't really call it a mishmash of all of those sounds, though. It's still...
No, I think there's nice nuances in it.
It's a good unity.
Yeah.
We've all come together. Ooh. Yeah,
a good unity. That's the name of the EP.
There you go.
When anyone listens to this, we want to name our EP, and we have no idea what to call it. It's a four-track EP. And ideas, please...
Lawrence and Cow.
Doesn't
Facebook.
Have to be a cow pun. It could be something else.
So this could be a good unity EP or something like that, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You've only been together 4 months, as you mentioned. So what have you been? You've been busy writing. Obviously, we had four songs today. So who's the main writer? Or is it a big group?
Everyone's
pointing at Jeff.
Okay. Yeah.
He emails us over very rough tracks from his lounge, and then we listen to him or don't listen to him in my case, and then go into the studio and then sort of try and...
The internet's great for bands now. You don't actually have to get together and...
It takes all that business out.
The first time I met you.
Yeah.
But we've recorded the four songs that we've played today, which obviously we've mentioned with the EP. We did that about a month ago, so that's pretty much ready to go. We've played a handful of gigs.
A couple of gigs.
All of them have been really sort of big turnouts, but they've been sort of quite...
We're cruising on Jeff's reputation.
Yeah, basically. Is
that a good name for the EP?
I was talking to Jeff earlier that I did catch one of his previous bands earlier on in the year, and there was a big old turnout for that one.
A lot of people came to see you there. He's a good man to be in a band with. He's been around for so long, bless him, he has quite a lot of big followings, so yeah, it's nice really.
Is it mainly around the Colchester area that you've
so
been gigging?
So far has been, yeah. we've got talk of gigs in the outer areas, so...
Outer Essex?
Yes. Mm. Wow. Colchester is just kind of a bit flat on the venue front now. Yeah. A few good venues, then it's gone a bit quiet. Mm. Yeah. Excuse my cough.
Yes, more on the horizon anyway.
Yes. Mm. So, at the moment, are you trying to build up more of a repertoire? Obviously, if you're gigging, you don't want to just play four songs.
No, it's just set there. We've got the 8 or 9 songs, you know, but I didn't want to just... We had a gig only a month after we formed, didn't we? We pushed some songs in that weren't great, really. So we want to make sure there isn't a part of the set where we think, it's a filler or something. We want to make it right this time.
So every song's got to be hold its own place in the set. Yeah. So don't want any that will be castaway songs.
And the ones that we have are so distinctive in some ways that if you then have something that doesn't quite live up to the standard of the others, then it feels a bit... It can
be very noticeable, I think.
Yeah, it's noticeable. Yeah. No,
improving the list all the time.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah. Each week it will be completely different. Mm. And then if it's the week of the gig, then we'll try and obviously cement it in, even if it's last minute.
So you mentioned you had some gigs that have all been sort of local to Colchester at the moment, but have you got any...
Yeah, local to Roehedge.
Roehedge, even that's particularly local, that is.
We've had a regatta and there was a few thousand people and it was beautiful sunshine. It was absolutely
lovely day.
Crazy day, yeah. Well, I mean,
nice day for the first gig.
Even big bands in the local area probably haven't played to that many people recently. You know, just the turnout hasn't been that great, and then you go to Roehedge and everyone comes out for it.
It can be hard work getting people to come to gigs. Particularly Brentwood's no different to other parts of Essex as well. It's hard work.
Is the castle still in Brentwood?
They've knocked it down. They knocked it down last month. That must have been a long time ago if you mentioned it as the castle. Which is nothing wrong with that. That wasn't a dig. You know,
I was about to say, it must be 20 years, must be about 87, 88, so yeah.
That's when I was born.
Oh, I wasn't even born.
Which
I have to put up with quite a lot of Paul in this band because I'm perceived as being older.
Well, I'm on your side because I would have been a regular at the castle in the late 80s. Right. So I would. Which band was it?
That was the Bush Kangaroos.
Oh, right.
I supported a band called As Is. We used to go play all over the place together.
They did used to have a lot of... Yeah, that did used to have a lot of bands play at the castle, but a few years, probably more than 10 years ago, they turned it into a nightclub called Eclipse, which I'm happy to put on the record that I didn't like it. It was a horrible place, to my sadness about the castle going, and much to my delight about Eclipse going, they've bulldozed it down and they're building flats there, and that was in the last month. So but it was good to see Eclipse
go. At the moment, unfortunately, 10 years ago the venues were, you know, you couldn't pick, but there were so many, and now it's like two or three offers and you're sort of going, well, you know.
Well, was it the Brass Monkeys? The three Brass Monkeys? Why did I say Brass Monkeys? I don't know.
Yeah, no, we have a good relationship with the guys from Three Wise. Mine and Sophie's band we were in before this, we actually opened the venue. It's first ever
band. Yeah, first ever gig on the top floor.
And they have some huge nights there, but again, sometimes the turnout isn't
got to keep fighting the good fight, haven't you? You know, you know, get out and get on the radio, get on, bug as many people as you can,
and get
you
know, we're
happy to do it. And there's other radio stations in Essex, not all of them, but other radio stations. Essex obviously happy to support local bands as well. Right. You've got Colne Radio, haven't you?
Yeah, we're on there tomorrow night.
Cool. So what does the future hold for the band? What are your immediate plans? And is it a case of just getting more songs written and then getting the EP out?
Just honing it, you know, just making it just be lovely to bounce on and do, you know, just a fantastic, powerful 9-song set that play well. That's not looking beyond that at the moment. We've got to get that sorted before we take over the world.
I don't think it'll be too far away as well, because the songs we've got backlogged are really good as well.
We love just getting in the studio. We work with an incredible guy called Tom Donovan to record our songs, and it's always a pleasure doing that.
Once you've got the 9 songs done, another 9 songs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep going.
There's lots of them sitting there. There's lots on the laptop.
Right. We've got plenty of contacts between us around, you know, at least the south of England, so getting into London and stuff shouldn't be an issue, I should think. So, you know, we want to go and start playing some bigger gigs and, Yeah.
Get out there.
But more than, you know, the local area is great because we do have a good following, but obviously we want to try and bring more in.
So now, if anyone listening has enjoyed what they hear and they want to find out more about you, where's the best place that they can go?
Facebook is the best place to find us. Yeah. We've got a Facebook page.
But you're not on Twitter at the moment.
I might sort that out.
I think if we all throw our personal feelings about Twitter aside, I'm sure we can utilise its strengths for sure. So.
You can always write to me on a postcard.
It's Harry
Pigeon. Yes. It's a Roadhead. It's so small, it will just find
it. It will find it.
Yeah, it'll get there.
Yeah, I like that. Jeff at Roadhead.
But for now, Facebook, and I'm sure we'll have a website on the horizon as well once we've got everything nailed down. So I think once we're comfortable in the music, I think obviously that's the most important thing, then we'll start focusing on
social media
aspects. And
Lawrence and Cal, thank you very much for having a chat with us. Enjoyed the tracks today, and I look forward to finding out what these other nine songs sound like. So thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.